ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Ari Walden. Meseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Eliran Menachemov, Bizchus, Shani Rachel Bas Orna, Yael Bas Orna, and Eliran Gavriel Ben Orna.
Bruchem HaMazinim. This shiur will be Ezes Hashem be on Meseches Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin Aleph. And we're going to start with the Mishnah that says, Gonav Mishal Aviv, V'Ochal Bishus Aviv, V'Chulu. It's Mavur from the Mishnah that there's a Hanocha that the way to become a Mensari Ramayra is first by stealing the money. And we have to understand, what's the Mechkar B'chlal that he needs to do a Maisa Gneva? In the Torah it only says, Zaylal V'Saive, and that he's Ein Enu Shemeya B'Kal Aviv V'Kal Imai. Where does the element of Gneva come from B'chlal? So in the Rishayim we find three Mahalchim. The Rambam Menuchas Mamrim, Perek Zayin Alocha Beis, he says, V'Zel Hashayinai, Achila Zu Shehu Chayiv Ala, this achila which is chayiv on. Now the Lashon Rambam is mavur that the ikar inyan of Mensari Meir, of course, is the achila of Zeil V'Saive. But the Rambam says that achila, dvarim harbe yeshba. There's a lot of different tnayim that this achila needs. V'hem kulon halacha mipi ha-kabbalah. They're all halacha l'maisha mesinais. And the first one which the Rambam enumerates is ein echayiv skila ad sheyignayiv mishal aviv. Hayayitze that the Rambam holds that ein echanami, there is no pasuk and there's no svara. It's just a halacha l'maisha mesinai. It's one of the tnayim that we find in the Inyan of Mensari Umayra. Ad kan the first shita. The second two shitas can be found in the Yad Ramah. The Yad Ramah's first pshat is that l'maisa, the reason why we kill a Mensari Umayra is al shem seifai. What do we expect may happen if we don't kill him in time? So the Gemara later on the Fayin Bezim and Aleph brings a brisa that says, Seif megamer nichse aviv, eventually he'll finish off his father's nechasim, umevakish lemudei ve'ene maitei, he'll have no way to fund his new habit of being zeil v'saivei, v'yoyitzi leprashas drachim umelastam esabriyas. Now, in order for us to have an expectation that this may lead to melastam esabriyas, we have to see that he already is in a trend of stealing. But if he's zeil v'saivei from his own money, that won't bring us to a chshash that eventually is melastam esabriyas. So Zok Diyad reminds this first mahalach that it's a svara. In order for us to say that the Torah was Magia L'Saif Daitai, and we kill him Al Shem Saifai, it must be that already we see that he's a Ganav. So it has to start with Ganav. Adkan, the first Mahalach of Yad Ramah. The second Mahalach of Yad Ramah is, because L'maisa, the Pasuk says V'Yisru Isai, and the Mishnah says later on the bottom of Ayin Alpha Med Aleph, and the Gemara explains on the top of Ayin Alpha Med Beis, that V'Yisru Isai means a Chi of Malkus. So at Yad Ramah, the Klal is, Ein Einshem Elohim Kein Mazhirin. So where is the Azhara for which we're giving him Malkus? Must be, it's the Isra of Leis Gnaivu. Ad kan divrei Yad Ramah in the second shot. Now the emes is, the Gemara earlier in Daf Samech Gimel Amud Aleph says that Azhara to Mensari Umayra is Leis Seichlu Al Hadam. And like Rashi's Masber over there, being that this Achila eventually will bring him to be killed, so he's over on Leis Seichlu Al Hadam. So Im Kain, divrei Yad Ramah in Arasugar Tricham Bir. The Gemara already tells us what the Azhara for Mensari Rumayr is. Why does Yad Ramah say that Al-Karchach it's from Leisa Gnaivu? But the answer is, because the Mishnah Behemshach Ha'amid is Mavur, that Mensari Rumayr comprises of two Achilas. There's the Achila Rishayna, on which is Chayiv Malkus, and there's Achila Shniya, on which is Chayiv Misa. So Yad Ramah holds that this that the Gemara of Samach Gilma Maralov says, that the Azhara is from Leisaich L'Adam, that's referring to the Achila Shniya. Because the Achila Shniya, which is what brings him to Chiyav Misa, and that the Torah was Mazer, Lo Yisoich Lo Al Adam. But the Achila Rishayna, which even when he does it, he's not Chayav Misa, he's just Chayav Malkus, that's not Bechlal, the Isra of Lo Yisoich Lo Al Adam. V'chein Mefurish in the Rambam, in Hilchos Mamre, Perek Zayin, Halacha Aleph, that he says that this that have been Tzara Meir is Chayav Skila, where do we find that the Torah was Mazer? Hare the Klal is Ein Einshem Elohim Ke Mazirin. So for that, the Rambam says, V'heichan Hizir, Lo Yisoich Lo Al Adam. And the Rambam explains, so it's clear from the Rambam that that's the Azhara specifically on the second Achila for which he's actually Chayiv Misa. But the Yad Ramah and Arasugi is looking for the Azhara on the first Achila for which he's Chayiv Malkus from the Pasuk of Yisro Esai. And on that, we must say that the Azhara is from Leis Gnaivu. But the emes is, if you look in Taisus earlier on the Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, the Riyamaskel Mishum, it's clear that he holds that Gemara over there that says that the Azhara is from the Seichel Al Adam is referring also to the first Achila. He's Be'emes, not Neherag on the first Achila. Tzarech Lamer, Taisus understands that being that Ben Sarah Meir is a process where he does one achila and then we give him Malkus, and he does a second achila and we give him Misa. So the climax of a Ben Sarah Meir is where we actually give him Misa at the end of the entire process. Therefore, even the beginning of the process, even the achila Rishayna, which eventually builds up to Chayvas Misa, is Bechlal the Lav of Leisaychlu Al Hadam. That's Shitas HaTaisus. However, Shitas HaYad Ramah and Arasugi and Shitas HaRambam is not like that. They hold that even though this achila is a chelik of the process where eventually is going to be Chayv Misa, but being that there's no actual Einish Misa on this achila, only on the second achila, so it's only on the second achila where the Torah warns us Leisaychlu Al Hadam, and the first achila, like the Arama says, must be mitzad the iser of Lai Signaivu. Ad kan the shtickel, and now let's go weiter. The Mishnah brings down the sheet of Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda, which says, Ad sheyignav mishal aviv umishal imay. The gneiva has to be from the chasam that belongs bain to his father and to his mother. And the Gemara asks the kasha, imay minola, mashakan se isha kanabaila. And the Gemara answers, two terutzim. One terutz is that it's misuuda, or rather, like the Gemara says, midmei se'uda hamuchenes la'aviv ul'imai. It's set aside for the purpose of the se'uda of aviv imai. And the second teretz is, da'aknilei acher. We're talking about where somebody else was maknin achasim to this isha. And he said, almanas she'en le'baylach rishus ben. And in that situation, the klal of mashakon to isha kanabayla does not apply. Adkid kan divrei ha'gemara bekitzor. Now we have to understand, this etzam klal of mashakon to isha kanabayla, what does that mean? Does that mean that the Baal owns it entirely, or that just means that he has a kinyan peiros? So in this, we have to differentiate between two kinds of cases. There's a case of nichsei maluk, which is nechasim which the isha brings into the marriage, which he owned before the marriage, or huadin, if the isha yarshins it. Those cases of nichsei maluk, the halacha is that the isha owns the guf, and the Baal owns the peiros. Ukumavur beharbe harbe makaymes b'shas. There's another situation of a matana, where somebody else gives a matana to this isha. Now, in that situation, there's a major machlekes rishayim. Rashi in Arasugya, b'divir maskel al manas she'en l'baylach rishus ben, he says, the ilay omer lahachi, in a situation where it's akni la'achar, and he did not say al manas she'en l'baylach rishus ben, zocha behen baal d'le adif mitziyasa. The baal is going to be zeichel just like a mitziya, which means that the baal is going to be kinda legamri. That's how Rashi's masber this teretz. The reason why the Gemara says the ukimta is that the Acher said Amanasha in lech b'alav shusban is because otherwise the Baal will be kind of legamri just like a metzia. This is also Shitas Rashi l'shitasai and Masechet Kedushin daf Chav Gimel Mebeis, where the Gemara over there makes a comparison. Just like there's a klal of Mashakana Eved Kana Rabbi, so too there's a klal of Mashakana Isha Kana Baila. And Rashi over there is mavur that the klal is a very precise klal that the Baal owns it legamri. However, other shitas disagree. Ayin Shama Masech the Kedushin in the Rajba and in the Taisus Rid, and it's also called Paskin like that in Shulchan Aruch Evan Ezra Simon Pehei, that there's a difference between a Mitziah, which is owned by the Baal Legamri, and a Matana. A Matana, even if he does not say Amanash and the Baal of Rishus Ben, the Isha still owns the Guf, and the Baal only has a Kinyan Peiris, just like Nichsei Maluk. Now, getting back to our question, where the Gemara asks, Imai Minala, how does she have money? Mashakansa Isha Kanabaila. So the Gemara obviously is also including a case of Nichsei Maluk where all the Baal has is Kinyan Peiris. And still the Gemara is asking that in Kain we don't have a case where the Ben Sarah Umayra was Gainav Mishal Imay. So we see clearly in the Gemara, even a case where the Isha does own the Guf, that will not constitute Gainav Mishal Imay, being that the Baal owns the Peiris. Vitzarach Bira, why not? As long as the Isha owns the Guf, L'chera, that should be a kiyum of Ganav Mishal Imay. Why is it Tali in Kinyan Peiros? So al pi pashtus, this should be mitli Tali in the famous machlekes of Yechon and Resh Lakish. In Masechta Baba Kama daf pechesam advez, v'oid harbi mekaymes b'shas, if Kinyan Peiros is kekinyan aguf or not. Shitas Rabbi Yechon is Kinyan Peiros kekinyan aguf, which means that for all intents and purposes, the one who owns the Kinyan Peiros, he is considered the Iker Bayil Madachayfetz. However, Reish Lakish holds Kinyan Peiros lav kekinyan aguf, which means that the Kinyan aguf, he's the one who's the Iker Shem Bailim, because he owns the guf, and the Baal of the Kinyan Peiros, although he owns the Peiros, is not the Iker Shem Bailim. Now, Benegeya Arasugya, Lechaira, Bishlam Lefir Rabbi Yechanan, the Gemara has a good kasha, Mashakon Se Isha Kana Baila, the being that the Baal has the Kinyan Peiros, and he has the Iker Shem Bailim, so that would not constitute Ganav Mishal Imay. But if you're Reish Lakish, Lechair is not a kasha, because being that she still has the Kinyan Aguf, so it should constitute Ganav Mishal Imay. And the Emma says, we paskin like Rish Lakish. So what's the Gemara's kasha, where the Gemara asks, Bistamus, Mashakan Seisha Kanabailo? So it's possible to answer, because the Gemara over there in Baba Kama Daf Peches Amud Beis, and also in many other places in Shas, brings down the memory of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, that says it was like the Kanas Usha. The Takanas Usha was, Ha'isha Shemachra Nichsem Uluk Bechaye Baleh, Umesa, Habal Maitzi Miyad Alakuchis. And Rashi is Masber, that Be'emes, the Takanas Usha is going with the Hanacha, that in Kol HaTorah Kula we say, Kinin Peiros, Lavka Kinin Aguf, just like Shitas Rosh Lakish. Nevertheless, the Chacham made a Takana in regards to the Schus Peiros, which the Baal has in his wife's Nechasim, Nichsem Uluk, that it's al muha l'shibuda, that if she sells the guf b'chayeha, that after she dies, habal could be mitzi miyad halakuchas. V'ayim b'kseis ha'chayshin, simen kuf gimel sivkat and tes, and he's chazers on this in other places as well, and in Avnei Meluim b'kama m'kaymis, that the aside of Takanas Usha l'fishitis Rashi is, that in this kin imperis specifically, the chachamim were malim, they strengthened the schus of the baal, that it should be choshev kekinin aguf. So ha'yaitzei, then in regards to the schus peiros of the baal has, really, bottom line, there is no machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish if kinan peiros is kikinin aguf. Just the fear of Rabbi Yochanan, always kinan peiros is kikinin aguf. And for Rish Lakish, be'emes, kinan peiros is not kikinin aguf. But once the takanas usha is in place, the schus peiros that the baal has is kikinin aguf. Nachzor l'inenu, this could possibly be pshat in the Gemara's kasha of mashakan se'isha kanabayla, being the baal has kinan peiros. And Akapanam, once the Kana Susha is in place, everybody holds that Kinan Peiros is Kikinin Aguf. Therefore, that should not be considered a Kiyum of Ganav Mishel Imay. Now, even though L'chaira on a Deraisa level, there is no Takana Susha, and L'fi Rish Lakish, it is Shaykh, but the Gemara's Kasha could be L'maisa once the Takana is in place, and Hefker Bezdin Hefker. So the Baal has Ki'ilu, the Kinan Gomer, on these Peiros. So it's not possible to have a situation of Ganav Mishel Imay. That's L'chaira, a Pashat Pshat in the Gemara's Kasha. But I saw a different shot, a Pirish Nifla, from Rabbi Samar Garbuz, the Ram in Yeshivas Archas Torah, Baal Machaber of the Svarim, Mishnas HaShabbos, and Shchitas Chulen. How you doing? He says a Maridik of Shat over here. The Gemara's first teretz is that we're talking about Dmei Su'uda HaMuchenes La'aviv Ula'imai. And Rashi is Masber, B'divir HaMaschol Medmei Su'uda HaMuchenes, V'zel L'shaynai, D'ihi Nami Shaycha Behem Medina, the mother has a schus me'ikra adin in this money that's mukhanas l'sudasa because of the chiv mezainas that the baal has towards her. Now, we have to clarify one nakuda in regards to chayvas mezainas. Yesh lachkar. Is the chayvas mezainas a chayvas mamain? That there's a certain amount of money which the isha has a schus to be gaver from her baal. The tachlis of that money is so that the isha should have what to eat. But on this side of the chakira, the actual schus is a schus of money. Aydilma, the Isha doesn't have a right to be given a certain amount of money from the Baal. Rather, she just has a schus achila, which means that the assets of her husband are meshubit to her so that she should be nourished and she should be eichel from them. But not that the money actually becomes hers. Now, in this chakira, there's an arichas in the achrayinim. Ayin koivet shiurim emsech deksubis sivkotin reishchav. Ayin chidushir abruvein emsech deksubis simen yedalid sivkotin vezin sivkotin gimel. Ayin also the Avi Ezri in Hilchas Ishas, Perik Yud Ches, Halach Yud Dalet, Divri Amaschal V'hinei Arayvid, and they all bring Kamarayas that all it is a Schus Mezoinis Ba'alma. And it's not a Schus that the Mammon should actually belong to the Isha, Kefi the Shir of Mezoinis. Once we understand that, so it comes out that the Iker Inyan of Ganav Mishal Imai is not that the Bensari Meir should steal money which belongs to Imai, because in this situation, she doesn't actually have any Mammonistic Abilis on the money. Ella, everything is tali in schusei achila. Any money which Aviv v'imai has rights to eat from, if the Ben Sayer Umayra takes that away and uses it for his achila of Zayel v'sayvei, that's considered the geneva of a Ben Sayer Umayra. And in the previous shir for Daf Ayin, we remark this nakuda to be miyashiv, the Indian of Ochel Maisosheni Birushalayim Ayin Sham. Zogner b'samar garbas, according to this, we can understand pshat in the Gemara's question of Mashakan Se'isha Kanabayla. Even if it's true that Mashakan Se'isha Kanabayla does not mean more than a Kinyan Peiros, but bottom line, because of that, the Isha doesn't have a Schus Achila in her own Nichsem Uluk. She can't eat them because she cannot be Mefkia, her husband's Schus Peiros. So the Gemara's Kash of Mashakan Se'isha Kanabayla is that she may have the Kinyan Aguf, But in regards to Gnevis Mensayer Umayra, that's not enough. If she doesn't have the Kinyan Peiris, it does not constitute a Gunav Mishal Imay. Ad Kan, the two Biurim, and understanding, Pshat in the Gemara's Kasha, Mashakansi Isha Kanavaila, although she retains the Kinyan Haguf. Either based on Takanas Usha, that the Chacham were Malim, the Kinyan Peiris of the Baal, that she be Choshev Kinyan Haguf, or the Pshat of Rabbi Samar Garbuz, that in regards to Gnevas Mensayer Umayra, it has to be that you have a Schus Achila. But Akalpanim, bottom line, it's clear that even if the Baal just has a Kinyan Peiris, that's not going to constitute a Gana Mishal Imay in regards to Mensayer Umayra. Based on that, Frek the Avni Malum and Simon Pei Dalid, he doesn't understand Pshat and Rashi, but the Maschal, Amanashe in the Baalach Rishus Ben. Rashi speaks out, Bekesher to Arasugya, that it must be that the Naisen Matana said that tonight, because if not, it's going to belong to her Baal like Metziah. And like we explained, this is Shitas Rashi Shitasi that he holds that a Matana is owned by the Baal Legamri, and not like the other Rishayim which hold that it just has a din of Nichsen Malug, where the Baal just has a kin in Paris. But Lechayra Al Pi Hanal, it's not necessary for Rashi and Arasugya to say that extra Nakuda. Because even if it were true that a Matana without the Tanai of Amanashi and the Baal Chushusben was just as Chus Paris to the Baal, the Gemara would still have a good question, just like the initial question of Masha, Kansa Isha Kanavayla, which Avada includes Nichsei Malug, like we said previously. V'divrei Rashi Tzrichem Iyon. Ad Kan this Shikol. And now let's go on to the next Nakuda. In the Iker question of the Gemara of Masha, Kansa Isha Kanavayla, the Gemara is obviously assuming that the father and the mother of this Mensayer Umayra are married to each other. This Etzem Anacha is Tzorich Iyon Gadol. Frek the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Reish Mem Ches Ois Tes, and the Karni Reim in the back of the Gemara, and the Aruch Lener, that the Mishnah later says, Rabbi Yehuda Haimer, Im Lai Haisa Imay Re'uya La'aviv, Eina Nasa Ben Sayer Umayra. And the Gemara is Masbir, what does it mean, Eina Re'uya? So the Gemara can't be that they're Chayiv Ekrisos, and therefore they're not married to each other, because that would not be Ma'akiv, the son from becoming a Ben Sayer Umayra. So the Gemara Bezeh Aloshen, Saif Saif Avuha Avuahu, V'imei Imayhu. And Rashi is Masbir, that nowhere in the Torah does it say, a Loshen of Ishus, between the father and the mother. Zaysay Meres, that all we need is that it should be his father and his mother, but they don't have to be married to each other. Im Kain, what's the Gemara's Kasha of Mashakansa Isha Kanabaila? Who said there's an Isha and a Baal over here, Bechlal? Maybe the Mensayer Umayra was born out of two Chayav Ekrisis, which by Emes, the Kedushin is in Chalak, the Gemara says, or out of a Pani Habala Pnuya. Or maybe even if they were married, Beshas, the Mensayer Umayra was born, but at this point, Beshas became a Mensayer Umayra, they were ready Mugurashim. And therefore, the Gemara has no kasha of Mashakansa Isha Kanabaila. That's what the Achrayim are matmiya on this Gemara. And the Michas Chinuch says that be'emes the Gemara could have answered that, which is a vada tremendous daichik. But ulai, maybe the Pshat in the Gemara's question is because the Gemara doesn't want to assume that the case of Mensayer Umayra is only where they're not married to each other. The pashtus of the Torah is that we're going even if they're married to each other. And therefore, the Gemara's question is that in such a case where they happen to be married to each other, how could it be Niskayim the Halacha of Gonav Mishal Imay? Ulai. Ad Kan this Inyan, and now let's go weiter to the next Inyan. The Mishnah says, Haya Aviv Raitza V'Ima Eni Raitza, Aviv Eni Raitza V'Ima Raitza, Eina Nasim and Sayer Umayra, Ad Cheyu Shneim Raitzin. What's the Makar to this? So it's a Mefurish Apasik. The Torah says, V'Tavsu by Aviv V'Imay, so we see that it has to come, V'Kayach Eratzin of Aviv V'Imay. Now, the Gemara later on Daf Peches brings out a memory of Rabbi Yeshia that says, "V'zel Shainai, Ben Sayru Umayra Sheratzu Aviv Imay Limchalai Meichanai," that a father and a mother could be Meichel the Ben Sayru Umayra. Rashi over there is Masbir, "V'zel Shainai, Af La'achar Shehisru Bay V'Kilkel V'Hilku V'Chazer V'Kilkel," even after the Ben Sayru Umayra did all the averis, "Imratzu Limchal V'Loi Haviu LeBezdin Meichanai." If they want to be Michael and not bring him to Bezdin to get the skila, they may. Shakosov tola bahem v'tafsubay. Because of the pasuk that we mentioned, that it says v'tafsubay. Now the Mishnah Lamelech in Ilchas Mamrim, Perek Zayin, Halacha Ches, is Medayik, that Rashi obviously holds that it's only before they brought him to Bezdin that the father and the mother could be Michael and not bring him to Bezdin. But Mashma, once they bring him to Bezdin, it's already not biyadam, because they're already Makayim the pasuk of v'tafsubay and they brought him to Bezdin. And now they can no longer be Meichel, and Bezin will paskin for him a chiyuv skila. So Hamavur Barashi, that the Lashon of Mechila, which Rabbi Yeshia says, doesn't really mean Mechila, it just means the absence of the din of V'tofsubay, where the father and the mother are not Mekayim V'tofsubay, and it's Be'etzim the din Hamavur B'Mishnasenu that we need Achiyu Shneim Reitzim. So l'chayre yesh lishoil. So what's Rav Yosheh being mechadish? The Mishnah already tells us you need the ratzon of Avi v'Imai. Could be Rav Yosheh is telling us that it's mutter. There's no iser for them to be meichel. However, the Rambam is before not like Rashi. The Rambam over there in Perek Zayin of Hilchos Mamrim Halacha Ches, after he brings down the whole seder of Bensar Rameir, how he's chayiv skila, he says v'imachlu lay Avi v'Imai kaidim shiigmar dinai pater. Mavur, even after the Mekayim, the Halacha of Tafsubai, they already brought him to Bezdin, still they could be Michael, which is mashma that it is a Din Mechila, which they could be Michael as long as there is no Gmar Din yet. And the Mishnah Melech is Mitzayin that the Makar to the Rambam is Yerushalmi, because Yerushalmi Bamis asked this question, what's Reb Yosheh being Mechadish that's not known already from our Mishnah that says you need the Ratzon of Avi V'Imai? And the Yerushalmi answers that even from our Mishnah we would say that it just means before they bring him to Bezdin, it's up to the parents. But after they already bring him to Beis Din, who said that they could go ahead and be Michael? That's Rabbi Yoshiya's Chiddush. Harei Mefurish like the Rambam and not like Rashi. And the Mishnah Lamelech ends off, V'yesh L'tmoya al Rashi, Eich lo yishgiach b'divrei Yerushalmi halalu, v'tzorach iyan. So Rashi needs a Hezber. But Be'emes, the Shita of the Rambam and the Yerushalmi also needs a Hezber. Why are the parents balabatim to be Michael on the Chi of Misa of the Bensari Romera? L'chayr has no shaykhs to them. The Avera is that he's Zayil v'Saivei, and we're going to kill him, Al Shem Saifai. How can the parents go ahead and be Michael? So the emes is there are two nekudas over here. First of all, L'chayra, the Ikar Avera is not to the parents. And that we can answer, L'maisa, the Torah says, Einenu Shemea B'Kaylenu. So we see that the fact that the Ben Sayyid Ramayra does not listen to his parents is an integral chalik of what makes him a Ben Sayyid Ramayra. So it could be they could be Michael on that. Because Av Shemachal Al Kvaydai, Kvaydai Machal. But it's still shver, because the mechila of parents only works before the child is over devrayim. But after he's over devrayim and he does a maisa avera, which has in it a siba to be chayav misa, can they go ahead afterwards and be meichel so that the chayav misa should not be chal? That's something which we never found. And in fact, we find lehepich of that. Because the Rambam says in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perek Chavav, Halacha Vav, in regards to the halacha that it's usher to be mekalel adam miyisrael, and if a person curses anybody, that he's chayav misa. So the Rambam is Elishainai v'chein shara om afal pisham mochal al kililosoi makines amekalel shekvar chota v'nischayev. Even if he's meichel, the chi of misa cannot be nimchal and he's going to be chayev. And the mechazchinuch is medayik in mitzvah memches ois gimel that avada lechatchila, if a person says, I allow you to be mekalel me, it's an avera to him, and if he's meichel, the person will not be mechayev misa. But once he does the maisa before the mechila, to go ahead and be meichel at it afterwards so that the chayvis misa should be batal, that can't happen. So imkain hu adin l'gabi avi v'imai, even if we're going to say that l'chadchila they can be meichel on the inenu shemea b'kaylenu, but to say that after it is inenu shemea b'kaylenu, and they brought him to Bezdin, and a chayv misa is in place, to say that then they could be meichel that the chayv misa shouldn't be chal, that's the chayra an impossibility. V'tzarech ian gadol. So the emes is that the chasam sefer and shuvis, l'chayl chayshem mishpat, Simen Chav Ches Ois Gimel, he comes to be Miyashiv Shitas Rashi, why he doesn't say like the Yerushalmi, and Mitoich Dvorov, we see a Gilui Gadol, how he understands Pshat in the Yerushalmi, and that's going to be Miyashiv, these problems. Zog the Chazam Sefer, Pshat in Rashi is, that he holds that the Bavli can't possibly hold that the parents could be Meichel after they bring him to Bezdin. Because in Cain, the Eidus that are made on the Bensari Rumeire should be Eidus Shi'iyat Yochel Hazimai. Because they can always taina if they are found to be zaymin, that it wasn't borer b'shasar edus b'chlal that this person would have ended up being chayav misa. Because maybe after we're meyed in Bezdin, the parents would have been meichel and would have never come to a chayves misa. Therefore, Rashi holds b'chreach there's no din mechila after they come to Bezdin. It's only that the parents could be meichel and not bring him to Bezdin in the first place. But once they bring him to Bezdin, when the edim are meyed that he's actually a mensar ramira, there's no turning back. And it's Eidushat Yochel Lahazima. Ad kan divrei Chasam Sofer. Now, l'chayre, the hanok of the Chasam Sofer, that any time you could be Meichel, that constitutes Eidushat Yochel Lahazima, that's a Dvar Pella. Because in Cain, every Eidus on Dinei Mominus should be Eidushat Yochel Lahazima. Because even after the Eidim are made in Bezdin, that Reuven is Chayiv money, maybe whoever he's Chayiv to, Shimon, he's going to go ahead and be Meichel. So every Dinei Mominus should be Eidushat Yochel Lahazima. And we paskin in Shulchan Aruch, Chayshe Mishpat at the end of Simon Amid Gimel, that even Dinei Mominus says the halacha that has to be Eidus Shati Yachal HaZimai. So how is the Chasam Sefer going to be Masber every Eidus of Dinei Mominus? So the emes is, al derech ha-pilpul we can answer, because the Mishnah Melech and Hilchos Gneva, Perek Gimel Halacha Ches, Divri HaMaskel Vereisi, he brings a raya that Shitas Rashi is, that by Dinei Mominus there's no din of Eidus Shiata Chalazima. It's only Halacha by Malkus and by Misa. So we can say that Rashi L'Shitasa, it's possible for him to learn that any time there's a possibility of Mechila, there's no Eidus Shiata Chalazima. Usually by Momin that's not a problem, but in the case of Ben Sarir Meira, that would be a problem, and that's a Rashi's Mechiach, that you can't be Meichel. That's Alderach HaPilpul. But Al-Piyah Emes, Al-Derech HaPshat, the Pshat in the Chassam Sefer is that he understands that the fact that you could eventually be Meichel by Dinei Mominus, that doesn't constitute Eidus Shiyata L'Chazima. Because B'Shas, the Eidus, the Chiyuv is in place. If afterwards the Malve is going to be Meichel, that's something that's Neschadish later. But B'Shas, the Eidus itself, Avada was Yochel L'Hazima. And that's Pashat. So this that the Chassam Sefer says, that if the parents could be Meichel, it's Eidus Shiyata L'Chazima. Be'achreach he holds that if the parents are Meichel later, it's not a eschachos that it's chal a din mechila. But rather, the whole din of Ben Sarir Ameira is not nigmar until there's a continuous rutzen on the part of the parents ad hagmar din. He understands that v'tofsu by aviv imoy, that's the makar to this din, and he holds that there has to be a continuous v'tofsu by ad hasoif. And if at any point the v'tofsu by finishes, because the parents no longer want, so the Gemar Din never comes to fruition in the first place. Memela, he has a good taina that's Eidus Shiyata Chalazimai, because even at the point when the Eidim are made in Beis Din, the conditions are still not right for the Chayves Misa, because we still need a continuous V'tavsubay Ad HaSoif. Memela, B'Shas the Eidus, the Eidim cannot be held accountable for being considered Zaymimin, because at that point, we still don't have all that we need, all the positive Ratzin, of Aviv Ve'imai. That's Hamavur B'Divrei HaChassam Sofer. So it comes out, Mikoyech HaChassam Sofer, we understand Pshat in the Rambam and the Yerushalmi, what's the Pshat that you could be Meichel? That Be'emes, even the Fila Rambam and the Yerushalmi, it's not really a Din Mechila once the Chiyuv is there, but rather, it's missing in the Ikra prerequisite and the condition of a Tavsubay, which you need out of Saif. And we also understand Pshat in the Rashi, that therefore he holds that the Bavli can't possibly hold of this, because it's a problem of Eidah Shiyata Chalazimai. Why the Rambam doesn't hold it's a problem of Eidus Shiyata Chalazimai, al zeh yesh lefalpol, ve'ein kan mekoymai. Ad kan de shtikol, and now let's go weiter to the next inyan. The Gemara b'Hemshech brings down the Braiser that Rabbi Eliezer says, kol ir sheyesh ba'afilu mezuzah achas, ein anase ir hanidachas. And the Gemara explains, because the halacha of ir hanidachas is to burn all the shalal that's in the ear, and a mezuzah cannot be burnt because the pasuk says, lo sasun kein l'shem alekechem. Right after the pasuk says in regards to Avodah Zarah, v'ibadetam es shemam min hamakom ahu, the Torah tells us you cannot do that l'Hashem alekechem to any kisvei hakodesh, which includes a mezuzah. So because you cannot be makayim mitzvah sreifa as it's written in the Torah, Zok Rabbi Yezer, it's not going to be able to be a ir hanidachas. Ad kan divrei gemar. Now the Minchas Chinuch in mitzvah kuf mem beis ois hei asks the following question. In fact, the Minchas Chinuch, why don't we say esei doichalois esei? There's mitzvahs of say of visarafta. There's a lav of leisasim kein l'shem alekecha. So the essay of sreifas yernidachas should be doiched a leisasei of sreifas mezuzah. Ad kan the question of the Minchas Chinuch. And for the Minchas Chinuch, that on account of this question, Rashi on Dafkuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph is meisef a hezber on Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Zok Rashi over there v'zeh l'shaynei u'bimezuzah hayo l'ksiv be'azkaris, because it says Shem Shemayim I efshel l'sarfa mishem krod leisasim kein. We need to be makayim the pasuk as it's written, v'eskol shlala, v'leka, the high shlal shemayimu. Because it has shem shemayim, on which it's written, l'sasun ken l'shem alekecha, therefore it's nismayit from the word shlala, which is mashma davke, the shlal of hedyet, and not shlal shemayim. So it comes out, enechanami, be'etzem, al pi the chejman of esi dechaleisa, say, we should burn a mezuzah, but the Torah is being megal to us, that something which is shlal shemayim and it's included in the lav leisasim kein l'shem alekecha is not included in the pasuk of v'sarafta is called shlala. Ad kan the hezbro of the Minchas Chinuch based on Rashi, but the emes is that this Rashi not only doesn't help l'chayre, it makes things very shver, and we'll be makdim with the Mishnah later on the Dafka Firal from Adbeis, which says as follows: the Mishnah brings down the pasuk v'sarafta be'esha sa'ir v'es kol shlala kolil l'shem alekecha, and the Mishnah darshins Shlala v'loy shlal shemayim. This drasha which Rashi brings down, Mekoyre, is from this Mishnah, and the Mishnah says, Mikan amru, ha'ekdeisha is shabah, yiftu, utrumas yirkavu, maisa sheni v'kisvei hakodesh yignoizu. So the Mishnah tells us, because of this pasuk that says shlala v'loy shlal shamayim, anything which is included in shlal shamayim, like hekdesh, truma, maisa sheni, and kisvei hakodesh, should not be burnt, but they should be taken care of in other ways. Zok the Gemara and daf kuf yud gimel amud aleph, mas nisan the loy k'Rabbi Eliezer. This Mishnah is not like Rabbi Eliezer. The Tanya Rabbi Eliezer Omer, our memra, kol ir sheyesh b'filim zuzo achas, ein anasasir anidachas. So that means to say, the Mishnah who says that it does become an ir nidachas, just you take the kisvei hakodesh and you're gainas them, that's not like Rabbi Eliezer who says that the rega that we have kisvei hakodesh as part of the shlal of the ir nidachas, it does not become an ir nidachas in the first place. What's the bir ha-machlekes, the Tanakam Rabbi Eliezer? So alpi pashtus, the machlekes is whether or not mezuzah and kisvei hakodesh is nismayit from the miyot of shlala v'loy shlal hekdesh. Lefi the Tan of the Mishnah, it is nismayit. Once it's nismayit, that means to say a mezuzah and kisvei hakodesh are not included in the ikar mitzvah aseh v'sarafta, because the mitzvah aseh v'sarafta is only on shlala, but something that's shlal shamayim is not included in the mitzvah b'chlal. Therefore, we can be makayim the din ha-tayr v'sarafta without burning the kisvei hakodesh and the mezuzah. Mashiach and Rabbi Yazar, he holds that kisvei hakodesh and mezuzahs are not nismayit from the pasuk of es kol shlala. Therefore, the ikar mitzvah aseh v'sarafta is be'etzem kailul mezuzahs. Once we cannot be makayim the mitzvah aseh as written, because there's an isur le'sasim ken la'shem alekecha. So if you cannot be makayim the din ha-Torah as it's kosov, therefore we don't do it bachlal, and it's ein anase ir hanidachas. That's the pashtus of the machlekes, the Tana of the Mishnah and Rabbi Eliezer. And azay shteit mefurish in our sugya in the Yad Ramah, that shitas Rabbi Eliezer is that a mezuzah is considered mamen hedyet and not mamen hektish, because you can sell a mezuzah and use its damim. And that's the basis of the machlekes between the Tana of the Mishnah, who holds it is nismayit, he considers it shlal shamayim, and Rabbi Eliezer holds it's not nismayit, therefore the din of Eir Nedachas cannot be niskayim. Al pize, Divrei Rashi and Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph are really very shver. Because Rashi says, as we quoted earlier, that Pshat Rabbi Eliezer is that because it's an Issa of Leisasa Ken Lashem Lekecha, therefore it's considered Shlal Shamayim and not Shlala. But be'emes, this just makes Rabbi Eliezer's Shita more difficult and not more explainable. Because the regga we say that it's not included in Skol Shlala, so it's not part of the Ikra Mitzvah Saseh, so we could be Makayim the Irani Dachas without burning the mezuzahs, so why is it an Nasi Irani Dachas? It would be much better to say that Adarabba, like the Yad Ramah says, the Lefi Shittas Rabbi Eliezer, it's considered Take Shlal Hedyet and not Shlal Shamayim. So the emes is, the Rashash over there on the Fkuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, he changes the Girsa in Rashi. And instead of the way we have Rashi, Dahai Shlal Shamayimu, Zok the Rashash, you're supposed to be Gairis, Dahai Lav Shlal Shamayimu. And the Pshat and the Machlekes is like we said, B'Shem the Yad Ramah. Lefi the Tana of the Mishnah, it's considered Shlal Shamayim. Lefi Rabbi Eliezer, it's not Shlal Shamayim, so it's included in the Pasuk, and it can't be Niskayim. But al kapanim lefi that, chazarnu to the koshi agdaila of the Michas Chinuch. Because if be'emes it's included in the pasuk of Eskol Shlala, just you can't be mekayim it because of the isur le'sasim ken l'sham lekechem, why don't we say, esei deicha leisa say, the esei v'sarafta is deicha the lav of le'sasim ken l'sham lekechem. V'tzarech ian gadol. Ad kan d'shtikol, and now let's go on to the next inyan. The Mishnah on the bottom of Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph says in regards to Ben Sayru Umayra, Masrim by Bifnei Shleisha Umalkanaisai, which means that on the Gneva and the Achila Rishaina, the Ben Sayre Meir receives Hasra and Malkus. Now there's a major Machlekas Rishainim between Rashi and the Rambam how to understand this din of Masrinaisai and of Malkanaisai. Rashi says, Lav Misham Hasra Gemura Kishara Veris. We cannot possibly learn that this Hasra is a regular full fledged Hasra. And Rashi brings two rayas to that. First of all, says Rashi, because usually Asra has to be done Ayidei the Edim. Now that's a very big inyan. Pashtus is a machlekes in Masechet Makis, Daf Tes, between Rabbi Yosi and the Rabbanan. Ayin v'yad Ramah, that's Mayrach on the words of Rashi, and in the Achrayim that are Miyash of the Kasha. Al Kapanim, that's Rashi's first Raya. The second Raya of Rashi is, Zog Rashi v'zeh l'shoinai v'oid zu sofik Asrahu. This is a sofik in the Hasra. Im Oivrhu im Lav. Shaloi miyad bifneim hu over, ela b'seiser ul'achar zman hu oiser. Being that he's not over immediately after his parents' hasra, only later on, so it's missing in the requirements for hasra. Now also on this raya of Rashi, the Yad Ramah is very mayrich lahakshes. And the Yad Ramah asks two very strong questions. First of all, says the Yad Ramah, the etzem halacha that hasra safek isn't hasra is mitli tali and amachlekes Rabbi Yechonon Reish Lakish and Masechet Makis Daf Tezvav. So how does Rashi have a right to be soisim like the shita that says Asra Asafik is not Asra? It's not so pashit. Va'ayit frek di adrama be'etzem, this doesn't pass for the regular klal of Asra Asafik. Usually Asra Asafik means that even if the person who the Edom are being masra is over and he does what the Edom tell him not to do, it still may not be an Avera. For example, in regards to Nicer, the Edom tell him, don't leave over this piece of Kaidesh. It has to be eaten. Even if he doesn't listen and he immediately does leave it over, he may not be over the Avera of Leisisiru Mimenu Ad Baker because he may eat it later on during the night. So that's the classic Asra Asafik. But in our case, if the Mansairu Meir is going to actually do what his parents tell him not to do, which is to eat this Achila of Zayl Vasayve, he's definitely going to be over the Avera. It's just a Suffolk whether or not he will be over the Avera or he won't because he's going to do it Besaser. That's not Asra Asafik. Every Asra Zakti Yad Ramah, you're not sure if after the Asra he's going to actually be over the Avera or not. Azoy Frek the Yad Ramah and Rashi. Therefore, says the Yad Ramah, I also agree that this isn't the classic Asra, but for a different reason. Because the halacha is that Asra always has to be given toich kdei dibur of the Avera. And over here, just like Rashi says that it's done la'achar zman, it's not done toich kdei dibur. Therefore, it doesn't qualify for regular Hasra. So that's the tine of the Yad Ramah on Rashi's pirish of Asra Safik, but he himself agrees be'etzem, but for a different reason. Now, I and Bashir Reb Shmuel u'Bashar Chayinim that say that be'emes Rashi means what the Yad Ramah says. Although Rashi uses the lashon of Asra Safik, he doesn't mean the classic Asra Safik, which is be'emes amachlekes Rabbi Yechonon Reish Lakish, and which be'emes means like the Yad Ramah says that even if he's over, it's a Safik if it's an Aveira b'chlal. Just Rashi be'emes means like the Yad Ramah says that the Asra always has to be done teich de dibra of the Aveira. But the pshat in that gufa is, like the Gemara says in Masechet Ksubos Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, that if the Hasra isn't given Teich Dei Dibor, he could always say, Ishtali, I forgot. Now, I in Bukseis HaChayshin, Simen Chof Ches, Sivkotin Ches, that says that even in a case where it's not so mistaber that he forgot, the Torah is Mechayiv that the Hasra should be Ba'ofen, that it's Borur and Vadai, that the person is amazed. And any time there's some space of time between the Hasra and the actual Avera, there's a small suffix that maybe he forgot that it's really an Avera, and that doesn't constitute Asra. So that's gufa the pshat and Rashi, Zogin Achrayinim, that it's a suffix Asra, because of the time lapse, it's a suffix maybe Ishtali and the Bensari Meir forgot the Asra by the time he did the Avera. Akalpanim, Bein Lefi Rashi, Bein Lefi the Yad Ramah, Be'achreach, this isn't a regular Asra over here. So what is the Din of Masrin? Zog Rashi, it's the inin of Teichacha. The parents have to be Mechiach, the Bensari Ramayra, so that he shouldn't be Margal. That's the Pshat in the Asra. What's the Pshat in the Malkus? So Lechaira, once we say that there really isn't Asra over here, we can't possibly say that it's a regular classic Malkus, which a person is Chayiv for being Oivar Alav, because every Malkus needs a Asra. Just like Rashi fears Zeus, that means to say that the same pasuk of Yisroisai, which is telling us that the parents have to be Mechiachim, that's also the makar to the din of Malkus, which is mashma that the din of Malkus itself is also a chilik of the Teichacha. They warn him and they hit him. And all that is in preparation that if he's over the Asra and the Malkus, and he steals and he eats again, then he's going to be a Mansar Umera who's Chayiv Skila. Adkan Shitas Rashi and the Yad Ramah. However, the Rambam is mashma not like that. The Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim Perek Zayin Alecha Zayin, he says Vazel Hashaynei Umevien Shnei Edim, etc. Va'achal Oisa Achila Ha'amura Acher Ha'asra, and he ate that Achila, the Achila Ha'asura of the Bensari Ramayra after the Asra. All the Achrayim Ayin the Taisus Yontif and the Aruch Liner and the Chazanish and many more, they're all medayik that the Rambam is mashma that it's a regular full fledged Asra. What's the raya? So l'chayr, first of all, the fact that the Rambam says achar asra is mashma that it's immediately after the asra, not like Rashi and the Yad Ramah who say that it's la'achar zman. The fact that it has to be an achila immediately after the asra, that indicates that it's the regular din asra which has to be done teich kdei dibur. V'ayid, if there was a special halacha that you need a teichacha, the Rambam wouldn't have just said it agavdik, achar ha'asra. The Rambam would have said there's a din, v'yisroisai, like Rashi says, mechichanaisai. And then on top of that, there's a din of Malkus. The fact that the Rambam says, Agav, the din of Malkus, that it's an achila achar ha'asra is mashma that there's no chiddush in the asra. That's the regular din asra, which is always required in order to be chayiv malchus. That's the second diuk. V'hoid, the hemshach of the lashon Rambam is umalkin oisai kashar mechuyavei malchus. Mashma from the Rambam that it's a regular classic din of malchus. Lefi Rashi, that it's not a regular din asra, be'achreich, it's not a regular din malchus like we were masber. And even the malchus also is a chelik of the techacha. The fact that the Rambam says it's a regular einish of malchus, kishar mechiyavi malchus, be'achreich, it needs asra as well. And the asra is also a regular din asra. Hayyotze, that the Rambam and Rashi are arguing on both nekudas. Bein in regards to the asra, that lefi Rashi it's a din techacha, lefi the Rambam it's a full-fledged din asra. And bein regards to the ikar din of malchus, that lefi Rashi, that's just a hemshach of the din of techacha, whereas lefi the Rambam, it's a regular din malchus, kashar mechiyavei malchus. Now, in the shitas Rambam, the pashas is machma, that it's a regular malchus like in every lav, being like the Gemara says early on, daf samach gimel amud aleph, there's a lav of leseichlu al adam, or like we mentioned, b'shem di yad ramah, that on the first maisa gneva, he's over the lav of leseignevu. So this lav is machayev malchus, kashar chayev lav in Shabbat Torah. However, Reb Chaim Brisker and Chedusha Rebbeinu Chaim Alevi in Ilchos Mamrim, over here, Perek Zayin, Halacha Zayin, he's mechiach that bechreach it's not a regular malchus on a lav. Because the Gemara earlier in the beginning of the Perek on Daf Samach Chesamud Beis has a havamina that there should be a din of Venserim where by a cotton. A cotton can't possibly get malchus for a lav. He's Einar Bar Einchen. Bechreach, Zok Reb Chaim, that we have to say, even if he shitas a Rambam, that the din malchus over here is Meseder Venserim Umayra. Part of the process of becoming a Venseir Umayra is that Achar Dachila Rishayna, we give him Malchus. And therefore, if there's a Havmin in the Gemara that a Venseir Umayra could even be a Kotten, he would get the Malchus as well. So how does that stim with the Lashon Rambam that says, Kishar Mechuyavi Malchus and it's a regular Din Asra? So the answer is that these two things aren't a stira. The Iker Nakuda of the Rambam is that the Malchus isn't just the Inin of Techacha Bovad, like Rashi says. The Malchus is a din einish Malchus. So the Rambam's Kavanan, when he says Kishar Mechuyavi Malchus, doesn't mean that the Mechayiv of the Malchus over here is similar to the regular Mechayiv of Malchus and Kola Terikula, which is for being over the lav. The Rambam is talking about the actual Malchus Mitzad Atzmam. The Chayvas Malchus is an identical Chayvas Malchus that we find in Kol Terikula. Just like the Chayvas Malchus in Kol Terikula on every lav is a din einish Malchus, so to hear the Malchus Mechudeshes, that's Nischadish, as part of the Seder Venseir Umayra, is also an einish Malchus, Kishar Mechuyavi Malchus. Once the Hagdor of the actual Chayvas Malchus is identical to all Chayvas Malchus, it needs Asra, Kechol Chayvim Malchus, because every einish requires Asra. So that's the Ikar Nakuda of the Rambam, to say that the Chayvas Malchus is the same. And not like Rashi who says that the Chayvas Malchus is just an Inyan of Techacha. But the Mechayiv is a Vada, not the Lav, just as it's part of the Seder of Venseir Umayra, like Reb Chaim is Mechiach, which is why even a Katan could also, Lefi the Havmin of the Gemara, be Chayiv these Malchus. Adkan, the Machlaikis, Rashi and the Rambam, had to understand the Ikar Din of Hasra and Malchus in our Mishnah. And now let's go weiter. The Mishnah on Ayin Aleph Amud Bey says, Baruch ad shaloi nigmar dinoi v'achar kach hikiv zokin atachtoin, pater. That means, even though B'shas the Venseir Umayra was over his Averis, he did not yet reach a point of hikiv zokin atachtoin, but if he reached that point before the Gemara Din, then he's going to be pater. And Rashi is mazber from the Gemara, kivan de'ilu ovid hashto lav bar k'tolu. Because had he done the Avera now, at this point, that it's hikiv zokin atachtoin, he would not be chayiv misa, even though Be'emes, in this case, he did it before that point, but because he reached that point before the Gemara Din, he is now Pater. That, in short, is called the Halacha of Ishtani. Because his guf changed to being in a status where he's not Chayiv anymore for this Maisa Misa, he's going to be Pater as long as the Gemara Din was not yet done. Now, Yesh Lachgar, is this Halacha also Legabi Dechi of Malchus, or only Legabi Dechi of Misa? Maybe we say, even in regards to Malchus, that if the Achila Rishayna was done at a point where it's Loi Hikav Zakan Atachdain, but it was Hikav Zakan Atachdain before the Gemara Din of Malchus, that there too the Klal of Ishtani applies or not. Now the Lashon of the Gemara and Rashi is Bar K'tola, but maybe even though the Ikra Halacha is written Lagabi Misa, L'chayra the concept of Ishtani should apply to Malchus as well. But if you look in the Rambam and Hilchos Mamrim Perek Zayin, it's quite clear that he brings down this halacha only in regards to the halacha of Misa and not in regards to the din of Malchus. And the Kesef Mishnah over there is Mo'erit, and it remains Sarachian. Why didn't the Rambam tell us in regards to Malchus as well that it's important to be Baidik, before the Gemara Din, maybe he's already Hikav Zakan Atachdain, and the Din of Ashtani is Chal, and we would not be Gaimer Dinoi Legabi the Chiyuv Malkus. So this is something which is the Chayre Tzarech Biur. So we find in this four Mahalchim. Each one of the Mahalchim is very Yisaitistic, either in the Inyan of Benzeru Meira, or in the Inyan of Ishtani Dina. Reb Chaim Brisker, in Chedusha Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi al Rambam, over there in Hilchos Mamrim Perek Zayin, Halacha Zayin, has three Mahalchim. The first Mahalach that Reb Chaim has a Havimina to say, is that the Pashas of the Rambam is Mashma, that the Din Malkus for the Achil Rishayna of a Benzeru Meira isn't really part of the Parsha of Benzeru Meira Bechlal. It's just Malkus for a love. Which lav? So Reb Chaim assumes it's like what the Gemara says on Daf Simach Gimel Amud Aleph, Lo Yisoichlu Al Adam, Lo Yisoichlu Achila Sheyove Lidei Shfichas Damim. Because that's the Mashmais of the Rambam in the beginning of Perek Zayin. So it comes out, the Chi of Malkus is being over the Avera of eating an Achila, which eventually might bring you to a Chi of Misa of Bensayru Meira. But that Malkus itself is not part of the Parsha of Bensayru Meira. Zok Reb Chaim, although it's true that if it's Hikav Zakan Atachdain, the Benzeru Meira will not receive Malkus and will not receive Misa, but the Yisrael Adin is very different in regards to Misa than it is in regards to Malkus. Because in regards to Misa, we learn from the Pasuk of Ben HaSamuch Le'ish that a Benzeru Meira who reaches Hikav Zakan Atachdain is not included in the Parsha Bechlal, and therefore he doesn't get the Skila. However, in regards to the Malkus, there's no halacha that he only gets Malkus if it's not Hikav Zakan Atachdain. Be'emes the Lav is written Bestamos, that any achila, which is achila that's maybe lidei dam, that's usur. Just factually, if it's hikav zakan atachdain, this achila can't be an achila al adam because it can never bring him to the chi of misa, because the chi of misa has the tanai that it has to be a ben hasamach leish and not hikav zakan atachdain. But that tanai is not a tanai directly in the parasha of Malkus. That tanai is just a tanai in the hilchas misa. Now, being that the Malkus is coming for an Achila HaMevi L'Dei Misa, so if it's Hikav Zakan HaTachdain, it isn't a Achila HaMevi L'Dei Misa, so he's not going to get Malkus. This Nafkamina affects the Halacha of Ishtani. In regards to the Misa, even if he ate the Achila at a time when it was not Hikav Zakan HaTachdain, but because it was Hikav Zakan HaTachdain before the Gemara Din, it's Ishtani Dina, the Misa has the Halacha that he has to be before Hikav Zakan HaTachdain. Once it's Nishtani, that now it is Hikav Zakan HaTachdain and it no longer has a Chayvus Misa, so he's going to be Pater. Mashenkin, in regards to the Malkus, if it was Hikav Zakan HaTachdain before the Gemara Din, there is no Ishtani Dina. Because it's not Midinei the Chayvus Malkus Bechlal that it has to be before Hikav Zakan HaTachdain. It's just that the Maisa Avera is only a Maisa Avera if it's an Achila HaMevi L'Dei Misa. And the Maisa Avera was, because at the time of the Achila, it was not yet Hikav Zakan HaTachdain, and it was an Achila HaMevi L'Dei Misa. Therefore, the Din of Ashtani Dina does not apply in regards to the Malkus, and only in regards to the Misa. V'shaper mevor barambam, that in regards to the Misa, you have to check that it shouldn't be Ashtani Dina, and it should not be Hikav Zakan HaTachdain before the Gemara Din. Mashenkin, in regards to the Malkus, as long as B'shas the Achila was not yet Hikav Zakan HaTachdain, even if afterwards it was Hikav Zakan HaTachdain before the Gemara Din, the Halacha of Ishtani Dina won't apply, and he will be Chayev Malkus. Ad kan, the first pshat, the Havmina of Reb Chaim. But Reb Chaim afterwards is Chayzer from this, like we mentioned earlier in the shir, because Reb Chaim holds that Lemaise, the Chayvus Malkus Behechrech, is also a Chelek of the Parsha of Ben Sarah Meira, and not Stam Malkus on the Lav. And his riot to that is from the fact that the Gemara earlier on the Samech Chesamud Beis has a Havamina that a Katan is going to have the Dinim of Ben Sarah Meira, including the Chayvus Malkus. If it was an Einish on the Lav, that Avada is not applicable by a Katan. So Behechrech, Zok Reb Chaim, the Chayvus Malkus is also Miseder Ben Sarah Meira. That the Torah says part of the Seder of a Ben Sarah Meira is to give him an Einish of Malkus. Im Kain, we're back to the question, if it's Miseder Ben Sarah Meira, and Hilchas Ben Sarah Meira has in it this Tanai, that it has to be Ben HaSamach Le'ish before he reached the point of Hikav Zakan HaTachdain. So the Chayr, that Tanai is written also in regards to the Chayvus Malkus. So the Din of Ishtani Dina should apply by Malkus as well. Zok Reb Chaim in his second shot, that even though it's true that the Chayvus Malkus is a Chelik of the Seder of Ben Sarah Umayra, nevertheless, this Din of Ben HaSamach Le'ish, that it has to be before Hikav Zakan HaTachdain, that's not a Tanai in the Einish of Malkus per se. That's just a Tanai in the Einish of Misa. The fact that the Malkus has to take place before Hikav Zakan HaTachdain is because the Iker Shem Ben Sayra Umayra is in regards to the Chayvus Misa, which comes Basayf, and the Malkus is just a Chalik of the process of becoming a Ben Sayra Umayra. So if he reached a point where he doesn't have the Iker Din of Misa, so the whole Ben Parsha Ben Sarah Umayra is not Nogeya, so he won't get a Malkus. But the Iker Din of Ben HaSamach L'Ish is not in regards to the Malkus, it's just in regards to the Misa. Just the Malkus is Mitlitali in the Misa. Because the Misa is the Iker Shem of Ben Sarah Umayra, and the Malkus is a Chalik of the process of Ben Sarah Umayra, Nafal HaIker is Nafal the rest of the process as well. Im Kain, Zakhtar B'chaim, there's no Din of Ashtani Dina in regards to Malkus. Because only in regards to Misa, where there the Iker Tanai of Ben HaSamach L'Ish, that it should not be Hikav Zakan HaTachtein, was Gezakt Gevarn, so there, if he reached a point of Hikav Zakan HaTachtein before the Gemara Din, it's Ashtani Dina. But in regards to the Malkus, where there the Tanai wasn't Gezakt Gevarn directly, even though it's true that had he been Hikav Zakan HaTachtein, so he'd be Yoytze from the Parsha of Ben Sarah Umayra, and this Maitz would not be Machayev Malkus, but that's only because of an indirect halacha. And there, the halacha of Ishtani does not apply. That's the second mahalach of Reb Chaim. The third mahalach of Reb Chaim wants to suggest that the whole klal that if it's Ishtani, we say that being ilu avet hashta lav bar k'tolahu, therefore he does not get a chi of Misa, that's only true by Misas, and it's not true by Malkus b'chlal. There's no klal of Ishtani b'chlal by the Einish of Malkus. Ad kan divrei Reb Chaim, and he doesn't explain why it is like that, but he brings a raya. Zok Reb Chaim, my raya to that is because the Mishnah says that if it's a shtani after the Gemara Din, then avade he's still chayev. Why? So Rashi is masber, and the Kesef Mishnah on the Rambam is also masber like that because he's already a gavra katila. Because with the Gemara Din, it's chal in this person that he is a gavra katila. He's oimid lamus. That din cannot be batal even if it's a shtani. Zok Reb Chaim, this concept of a gavra katila is something which only applies when there's a chayves misa. Once the gavra is chal in him, a chayves misa, he has a din of a gavra katila. But in regards to chayves malkus, it's just a chiv on bezin to give him malkus, and there's no chalais din in the guf that's chal, that it's if he's a gavra that's oimid to get malkus, which can't be ishtani. So if it would be true that the klal of ishtani would apply to malkus as well, then it would apply even after gemar din. So Reb Chaim, that's something which definitely lematzanu b'shas b'chlal. The Mishnah only tells us that there's a din of ishtani before gemar din, but after gemar din, there isn't. That is itself the biggest raya that the din of ishtani is not by Malkus. Because had there been a din of ishtani by Malkus, then it would be a chreich apply after gemar din as before the gemar din, and that's something which is not mefia b'shas b'chlal. Ad kan divrei Reb Chaim. Now the ma'isa, this needs a hesber. Why is it true that this klal of ishtani only applies in regards to chayves misa and not in regards to chayves malkus? So the chayre, this could be understood al pi divrei Rashi in our sugyer. Rashi b'divrei Maschal v'im mishenig mardinei barach says that mishask mardin havi kegavre ketila v'shuv ein lanu lechapes bezchusay ulehatzilay. These words of ein lanu lechapes bezchusay ulehatzilay, they show us how Rashi understands the ikar concept of ishtani. The Indian of Ishtani is based on the concept of Hatzalah, like it says in the Pasuk Vehitzilu Ha'eda, and therefore the Torah says that if his din changes after the Maisa, before the Chalais Gemar Din, there's a halacha of Hatzalah, and we bail him out, and the Chayves Misa is not Chal. Being that's the din Hatzalah, the halacha of Hatzalah only applies to Gabi Chuvay Misa. In regards to Chuvay Malkus, there is no din Vehitzilu. So this could be the explanation of Reb Chaim's Yesoid, that the din of Ishtani only applies for Misa and not for Malkus. Now the Maitz of the Chazanish and Gilyanis is Ma'ir and Reb Chaim, that there's a Mefurish Gemara Masechta Ksubis, Daf Memhei, that says the din of Ishtani in regards to Chiyuv Korban. So you see, it's not only in regards to Chayves Misa. V'harbe yesh lefalpul bazeh ve'ein kan mekoymei. But the Ha'are is important to speak out. Ad kan the three Pirushim of Reb Chaim. Bekitzer, in summary, the first Pshat is that the Chayves Malkus is just for the Lav, and it's not in the Parash of Ben Sarah Umayra B'chlal, so there's no Ishtani Dina. The second Pshat is that even though the Chayves Malkus is in the Parash of Ben Sarah Umayra, but the Tanai of Ben HaSamach L'Ish, that it has to be not Hikav Zakan HaTachdain, is not Mehilchus Malkus directly, it's just Mehilchus Misa, and it's just Patef HaMalkus indirectly, so therefore there's no Ishtani Dina. And the third Mahalik, which is really Be'emes, being Oika the Kushi Me'i Karai, is that there's no Din Ishtani B'chlal in regards to Chayves Malkus, only in regards to Chayves Misa, and the Hezbi could be understood Al Pi Divrei Rashi B'Sugyan. The fourth Pshat can be found in the Chazanish in Gilyonis on Reb Chaim, on that Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim Perek Zayin, Halacha Zayin. Zog the Chazanish, that Be'emes, in regards to Malkus, the Rambam doesn't have to speak out that if it's Hikav Zaken Atachtoin, that he doesn't get Malkus. Because that's Pashut that it's true, even without the Halacha of Ishtani. Why? Zag the Chazonish, because Be'emes, the Malkus is just a chelik of the process in order to reach the point where it's Chal and Emachoy Vaskila. If you have a Ben Sayru Meira, who's being Zayl Vasayve, and he's being Eino Shemea Bekoy Lava V'imai, V'yisru Aysa, we warn him, we give him Malkus, and if still he eats, so then he reaches the point of a Chayvas Misa. If at the time of Chayvas Malkus, he's already Hikav Zaken Atachten, where even had he eaten at that time a second time, you wouldn't reach a Chayvas Misa, then there's no point to give him Malkus. Because Malkus is not an Einish Mitzat Atzmai, Malkus is an Einish which is just building up to reach a point of Chayvas Misa. If we can no longer reach a point of Chayvas Misa, there's not going to be a Chayvas Malkus Bechlal. V'loy Aydzak T'chazanish, that the emes is, that even if after the Gemara Din of Malkus is Hikav Zaken Atachten, also we won't give him Malkus. Because being that the whole point of giving the Malkus is just as a build-up to get to the point where he's going to have an Achila Shnia that's going to be Mechayev V'Misa, once he reaches Hikav Zaken Atachten and cannot get to the climax, there's no point to give him Malkus Bechlal, and even after the Gemara Din, we won't give him Malkus. Hayyotze, if it's Hikav Zaken Atachten before the actual administration of the Malkus, there's no point to give him Malkus. We won't give him Malkus even without the Din of Ishtani, which is why the Rambam doesn't have to tell it to us Bechlal. The Rambam, which is quoting the Halacha of Ishtani Amuvor Besugyan, that Halacha of Ishtani is only something that has to be spoken out in regards to the Chayvas Misa. In regards to the Chayvas Malkus, there's no point to give Malkus Bechlal if it's Hikav Zaken Atachten, and that's Pshita, which the Rambam does not have to speak out. Adkan the Pirish of the Chazanish over there, V'chein Pirish Rav Shach and Avi Ezri in Hilchos Mamrim, Perek Zayin, Halacha Zayin. Adkan the four Pirushim to explain the Nafkamina between Misa and Malkus, why by one it's mentioned the Din of Ishtani, and by the other it's not mentioned the Din of Ishtani. And now let's go on to the next Inyan. The Mishnah says, Ben Sayer Umayra Nidin Al Shem Saifai. And the Gemara is Masber later on Ayin Bezim at Aleph, because at the end, once he's Geimer Nichsei Aviv, he's going to be Yaitzi Leprashas Drachim Umalastom Esabrias. Now the Rishainim, the Adraman Arasugya, and the Rishainim Ala Taira and Parshas Kiseitze, like the Rush and the Dasakanim and others, they're Ma'irer, that Lechaira, even if Lemaisa he is Malastom Esabrias, the worst that he may do is a Avera of Ritzicha, which is Misase Besayef. And over here, Ben Sayre Ma'irer, his Misa is Beskila. So how could it be that we give somebody a chi of Misa al Shem Saifai, which is worse, because Skila is more chomer, than the Misa of Saif, which is the most he may come to, if it actually comes to a point of Malasta Mesabrias? Hayitachen? That's the Kasha of the Rishonim. So we find Kama Terutzam in this question, and we're going to answer three answers. The first Teretz Zokti Yad Ramah, that Be'emes Rechayshish, that if he reaches such a point, not only will he kill, he'll also be Mechal Shabbos to kill. And if he's Mechal Shabbos, he's going to be Chayev Achi of Skila. Zog the Yad Ramah, Vada, for the fact itself that he may reach a point of Chilul Shabbos, that wouldn't bring a Din of Hashem Saifai. The only reason why we're Machmer and he's Nidin Hashem Saifai is only because of the Ritzicha. But once we're taking into consideration that he may kill, because he may kill on Shabbos, therefore the Halach is going to include the Misa of Shabbos as well, and he's going to be Chayev Skila. Ad Kan Divrei Hayad Ramah. Now the Maharal Alotayra in Gur Aryeh, Parshas Kiseitze, he's matmiya on the Ramah that it's only a Suffolk, and Suffolk nefashas lahakel. So how can we give him Chayvus Skila on account of the Suffolk that maybe he's going to be Mechal Shabbos? So he says another Teretz. Zog the Maharal, that we find, that for Ritzicha a person's Chayv Saif and not Skila, that's only for Ritzicha of one person. But a person who kills many people, that's more Chomer and he's Chayv Skila. Now, halacha lemaisa vadi does not mean that if we have lefaneinu reitzech that kills many people, that will give him skila. And the answer to that is because Bezin is always dining on each specific maisa reitzicha mitzad atzmai. Bezin doesn't look at it as a klal hakoil of many reitzichas. And each reitzicha mitzad atzmai is mechayev saif alone. But over here, where we're dining a person al shem saifai, so we're seeing up the potential ritzichas that are going to happen in the future in this Ben Sayer Umayra, because in the future there are many ritzichas bebas achas, and we're dining on all of them at one shot, that has the chaymer that's mechayev skila, and it's not mechayev just saif. Ad kan dvarav ha'amukim of the Maharal. A second tarot the Maharal, that be'emes the kushi is meikar lesa. The kasha is based on anacha, that even if a fear is ice and he's actually melastam as abrius, the worst that he could get is saif. And how could chilase be more chomer than saifai? But that's not true. Because Besoif, he's not just going to be a Reitzeach, he's going to be a Reidif. And a Reidif, the halacha is, you could kill him in any kind of a Misa, even Skila, and even worse. So in actuality, Tchilasi is not more Chomer than Soifai. Adkan Divrei HaMaral, and Adkan the three Pirushim, to answer this question of how could Tchilasi be Chomer than Soifai. And we'll be Messiahim with one last question. In our Sugi, it's Mavur, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done a person al Shem Soifai, which is why Ibn Sari Rumeira is Chayiv Skila today. Fregin the Rishonim al HaTaira, I in the Mizrahi and the Chaskuni in Parashas Kiseitze, the Chayra, that's a stira to what we find in regards to Yishmael, where when Yishmael was dying of thirst, and the Malachim told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how can you save Yishmael if Asid and Banav Lahamis as Yisrael Bitsama? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered, Bashar Husham, I only done a person, Lefi Maisav Ba'isa Shah. The Gemara Masech Rosh Hashanah Daf Tazayin Amud Beis. So there's a stira. Is that Kadosh Baruch Hu dan a person al Shem Soifai or ba Asher Husham? So the Mizrahi and the Chaskuni answer that there's a nafkamina between the two cases. In the case of Yishmael, at that point he had not yet done any Maisim which are going to bring out the future of being Meimis Klai Yisrael Batzama. That's something which is going to be Neschadish La'achar Zman. Therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu did not take it into consideration. Mashenkin over here by Ben Sari Rumeira, he already did Maisim of Einenu Shemeya Bekailov of Ima and Zeil Vesoyve, that it's Munach in those Maisim that he did today, the future that is going to unfold to this potential of Melasta Mesabrias. Therefore, we see up the future in today's Maisim, and that's not a stira to Bashar Husham, and we can dan him Al Shem Soifai. Ad kan this Inyan, and an kan this Shir to Mesech the Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin Beis.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.